This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, December 16th, brought to you by Curious Plot. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. House GOP leaders are facing heavy pressure from farm groups and their allies in Congress to add economic assistance for row crop producers to a year-end stopgap spending bill. Lawmakers must pass a new continuing resolution by Friday to keep the government funded into 2025. The legislation also expected to include a new one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. A series of major farm groups on Saturday called on Congress to reject any supplemental spending legislation that failed to include economic assistance for farmers. Congressional leaders reached an impasse on the farm assistance when Democrats rejected a Republican proposal. It would have provided $12 billion in market relief, but wouldn't have done anything about Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding, a priority for Democrats. As a part of a deal on farm aid, Democrats on the House and the Senate Ag Committees want the package to move the IRA funding into the Farm Bill baseline and retain climate-related eligibility restrictions on money allocated through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. Ted McKinney, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, yesterday told AgriPulse in a statement that his group was calling on Congress to, quote, put politics aside and find a resolution that provides the necessary economic aid and disaster assistance for the farmers and ranchers who work every day to provide food security to our country while also feeding the world. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said, quote, our whole country will suffer the consequences if this Congress takes farmers and our food supply for granted. For this reason, I call on members of Congress who represent agriculture to stand with farmers by insisting the supplemental spending bill include economic aid for farmers and voting it down if it doesn't. The minimum wage rate that farmers are required to pay H-2A workers will rise by an average of 4.47% nationally to $17.74 an hour for 2025. That's according to the Labor Department today. A new adverse effect wage rate published in the Federal Register notice today varied from a low of $14.83 an hour in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi to $19.97 an hour in California and $20.08 in Hawaii. The average percentage increases vary widely, as well as Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama, to see a 10% increase in 2025. California's rate will rise just over 1% over 2024. The AEWR supposed to prevent employment of H-2A workers from depressing wage rates from domestic labor. The new AEWR rates were effective as of today in some states in accordance with a farm worker protection rule finalized in April. The Renewable Fuels Association and Growth Energy today filed their opening brief in the U.S. Supreme Court in Environmental Protection Agency versus Calumet Shreveport Refining, LLC. The case seeks to overturn an opinion from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit regarding the proper venue for adjudicating the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's denials of several petitions for small refinery exemptions under the renewable fuel standard. A group of House Republicans appealing to President-elect Donald Trump last week that to negotiate trade agreements with market access provisions during his second term to open new markets for U.S. cotton farmers. The lawmakers noted that more than 80% of U.S. cotton is exported, leaving farmers sensitive to shifts in market share and trade shocks. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot is a full-service marketing communications and consulting agency. Curious Plot is driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more online at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.